The Gospel of Luke, chapter 13. The fig tree without fruit. One day, some people told Jesus what had occurred in the temple. Pilate had had Galileans killed, and their blood mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus asked them, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all other Galileans, because they suffered this? No, I tell you, but unless you change your ways, you will all perish as they did." And those 18 persons in Siloa, who were crushed when the tower fell, do you think that they were more guilty than all the others in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you change your ways, you will all perish as they did. And Jesus continued, "A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. Then he said to the gardener, 'Look here, for 3 years now I have been looking for figs on this tree, and I have found none. Cut it down. Why should it continue to deplete the soil?' The gardener replied, 'Leave it one more year, so that I may dig around it and add some fertilizer. Perhaps it will bear fruit from now on. But if it doesn't, you can cut it down.'" The healing on a Sabbath day. Jesus was teaching in a synagogue on the Sabbath, and a crippled woman was there. An evil spirit had kept her bent for 18 years, so that she could not straighten up at all. On seeing her, Jesus called her and said, "Woman, you are freed from your infirmity." Then he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and praised God. But the ruler of the synagogue was indignant because Jesus had performed this healing on the Sabbath day. And he said to the people, "There are 6 days in which to work. Come on those days to be healed, but not on the Sabbath." But the Lord replied, "You hypocrites, every one of you unties his ox or his donkey on the Sabbath and leads it out of the barn to give it water. And here you have a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years. Should she not be freed from her bonds on the Sabbath?" When Jesus said this, all his opponents felt ashamed, but the people rejoiced at the many wonderful things that happened because of him. Two parables. And Jesus continued, "What is the kingdom of God like? What shall I compare it to? Imagine a person who has taken a mustard seed and planted it in his garden. The seed has grown, and it becomes like a small tree, so that the birds of the air shelter in its branches." And Jesus said again, "What is the kingdom of God like? Imagine a woman who has taken yeast and hidden it in 3 measures of flour until it is all leavened." Jesus went through towns and villages teaching and making his way to Jerusalem. Some people asked him, "Lord, is it true that few people will be saved?" And Jesus answered, "Do your best to enter by the narrow door, for many, I tell you, will try to enter and will not be able. When once the master of the house has gone inside and locked the door, you will stand outside. Then you will knock at the door, calling, 'Lord, open to us.' But he will say to you, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will say, 'We ate and drank with you, and you taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I don't know where you come from. Away from me, all you workers of evil. You will weep and grind your teeth when you see Abraham and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves left outside. Others will sit at table in the kingdom of God, people coming from east and west, from north and south. Some who are among the last will be first, and some who are among the first will be last. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and gave him this warning: "Leave this place and go on your way, for Herod wants to kill you." Jesus said to them, "Go and give that fox my answer. I drive out demons, and I heal today and tomorrow, and on the third day I finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and for a little longer, for it would not be fitting for a prophet to be killed outside Jerusalem. Alas for you, Jerusalem! O Jerusalem, Jerusalem! You slay the prophets and stone those who are sent to you. How often have I tried to bring together your children as a bird gathers her young under her wings, but you refused. From now on, you will be left with your temple, and you will no longer see me until the time when you will say, 'Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.'"